This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We're holding Mishnayis Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Who are you? I'm still holding the words of Rechiah ben Doisa. Because Ruach HaBriya is Noichai Mena. Any person who the Briya is on Noichai Mena, the Ruach HaBriya is, the Hainu, the Briya is, people out there have a nachas ruach mimaisav, have a pleasant feeling. They feel, makes people feel good. Somebody who through his deeds, actions, make people feel good. Make an impression on people that give them a nachas ruach, a pleasant feeling. Ruach hamokom nechim. If you know that a person's deeds, people are talking about, and they're excited, and they're energized, inspired by certain people's deeds, and people just get a good feeling for that yid. Ah, look at that yid. What a good impression he makes. Then you know the Ruach HaMokom is Noichai Menu. Then you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with him because he's making a Kiddush Hashem out there. People are seeing that such a person exists, such a person, there's a human being who's doing such great deeds. And that spirit that envelops him, that spirit that people are inspired by, people are warmth by, have warmth from, right? Are warmed by and have warmth from. So that person, Ruach HaMokom, you know the B'nai Shalom likes it. You want to know, they come, I wonder what the Eibishter feels about me. You know what to see? Go see what the Tepir is talking about. Go see what people say about him. Go see how people look upon this person, who's inspired by this person. Dahainu, if a person is taka hated by the Brias, anybody around him, it's very interesting. The Losh of the Brias, you know, Chaim Loshon always says the Brias doesn't mean dafki yidin. It means even goyim. Brias means creation of Hashem, not dafki yidin. The Brias, what do the Brias say about him? How his actions are defining the person, because everybody looks at this person, wow, that's a special person. Or Chaz B'Shalom the other way around, that's person. Ugh. Disgusting. We want to stay away from that person. It just gives bad vibes, as they say. Because he's been between Mechal Shem Shemayim. And Taka is a famous Gemara in Yuma. There's the Pei Vav. The Gemara says, called Shekur B'Shoine. A person learns and studies. And he's Mishamish Tamid Echom. He learns and he's inspired by Tamid Echom. With Yibur Menachem Abris, he talks pleasantly. He talks Benachas with the Brias of Maso Maton Ramune, deals honestly in his Maso Man, his business dealings, his interactions with other people. Brias Oymalah. What did the Brias say? Again, the Brias. What does the world, what did the human race say about him? Ashri Plenish Lama Toira. Praises the Father of one who learned Torah. Ashri Ovid Shalim De Torah. Praises the Father who taught his son Torah. Ashri Rabbi Shalim De Torah. Further on, we became a Rebbe. Praise the Rebbe who taught this person Torah. Ru'u kamenon t'rochav. See how beautiful are his ways. The kamesukotam maizim. And how fixed up and how straight and normal are his deeds. Oh, because of Ovah, Yom Li'avdi Ato, Yisrael, Asher b'choh espoer. You're the Yisrael, Asher b'choh espoer. I will glorify myself through you. And that's what the Baruch Baruch Hu is saying about. Hashem says, Yisrael Shebecho Espar, the Yisrael that I take glory in you. When the Briyos are talking about this person, that he's a good person, he's something to look up to, then HaKadosh Baruch says, this is my glorification. And his business dealings, the way he interacts with people is not be'amuna, not honestly, not trustful. He doesn't talk properly with the Brios. He talks grub. He talks in a way that's not proper. What was it? He learned Torah. What was the Rebbe that taught him Torah? What was the father taught him Torah? What was the Rebbe taught him Torah? Look how terrible his deeds are, messed up. How damaged are his ma'asim. And how disgusting is his actions. All because of Oymi Michal Hashem Kachi. So we see the Gemara before says this, you saw it. That when you're doing the right thing, you may not only do good for yourself, you make a pressure on the whole world, It's a siman at the Briya and Siddur that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. And if it's tefakeh, Rabbi Yisrael. And that's what the Gemara does also for a hafta. It says, a hafta, she'shem mishmai mis'ayev al yodcha. Your job in this world is for a hafta, not only that you should love Hashem, but you should cause Hashem to be loved. And when people see that this is a person who studies Hashem's Torah, and he's subjected to Hashem's will, and look how well he behaves. They say, "Wow, this is someone I want to emulate. This is someone I want to be like." And that causes a tremendous kiddush Hashem. That the Sefer Shlomo speaks in his parish good aleph barichas over there. How that chas v'shalom a person learns the Torah and studies the Torah, but it doesn't change his ma'aseh. He doesn't become a better person. It's a chil on the Torah. Because that's what the Torah preaches. You know what the Torah preaches? Be better. Be good. Be somebody special. And if you're not doing that, you're showing that the Torah is not changing, you're doing something to you, then Chas v'Shalom, people look on them, what's going on over here? What kind of Torah is this? And the Mela, the whole thing is mischalo. For both sides, it's a meridic opportunity, but it's also a meridic achrayis, a responsibility that you, Rabbi Moshe, finds you to say over. We say every day in the davening, by Birkas Kriya Shema, Avraham, we say the same. But the Bein Lo Avin Lahaskel a little more than Lalame to be learners and teachers. How are we teaching? I don't know. Many people don't have a rabbi job. Many people are not giving shiurim anywhere. But he says everybody is a teacher. And the fact that they go out in the world and through their behavior, whether in a supermarket, whether whoever they are, they're showing what the Torah says about how you're supposed to do this, how you're supposed to shop. How are you supposed to interact with the cashier in the way that's proper going to the Torah? How are you supposed to act with any other guy over there? And people are looking at you. And if you can, you're a Malami Torah, you're a Malami Torah to the world. And you can change the view how people see a Yid. And you can change the view how people perceive what Jews are. And more than that, you can, through your actions, you can have a understanding how Hashem looks upon you. That if Taka, everybody smiles when they see you, you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Habiyoch is also smiling. Have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.